All right. For the project, I am going to be interviewing my dad on what it was like growing up. So, when and where were you born?
First off, this dad's name is Owen Wilde, and the interviewer's name is Daniel Wilde.
It's not good, Daniel.
No, it's not. It's good, you know, but it's like, you have to kind of start in the beginning, okay? So, you are interviewing me about growing up, and so what is your first question?
When and where were you born?
I was born in a small town in Switzerland near the Lake of Zurich, or on the Lake of Zurich, called Hedelbeck in 1968, which makes me OG. Old guy.
Well, who were your parents and what were they like?
My parents was my mother, my dad was my father.
You have to say, what were your parents' names and occupations?
I said, who were your parents and what were they like?
Okay, fair enough.
You have to be specific.
Damn it!
My mother was female and my dad was male.
Oh my God!
They were like other parents. Well, I'm just telling you, this is how I'm being a difficult interview subject. So, but my mom's name is Regine Beatrice Sterkle. That was her maiden name.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad's name was Peter Wild, also known as Peter Wild at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, what were they like? I don't know, they were parents. My dad worked a lot, and my mom worked a lot, and, you know, they got by, and they did well for themselves, well enough to, you know, have us two kids, me and my brother. My dad ended up being a veterinarian, scientist, an anatomy, electron microscope type of person.
Professor.
He's a professor at the... He's retired at the University of Zurich, and my mom was a teacher.
And did you get into any trouble, and what was the worst thing you did as a kid?
I don't know the worst thing I did, but we got in trouble all the time when we were kids. And, you know, we'd fall off of trees, building tree houses. I'd run away from home every once in a while. I had a knocked out a tooth. I left the house when I was supposed to stay home. I fought with my brother all the time.
Sound like he noisy stuff?
Yeah, he threw a rake at my forehead once. I smashed my skis up against my chin. I got a huge gash on my chin. You know, I didn't get into, like, too much trouble as far as illegal stuff or, like, really bad in school. I really gave my middle school teacher a terrible, terrible, terrible time. Because I was seeking attention because my parents were getting divorced.
Yeah.
That's probably the worst thing. I don't think I had a very, you know, troublemaking kind of childhood in that sense.
Well, about your brother and my uncle, Felix.
Uncle Felix.
Yeah, what was he like growing up?
He was my brother, and we were always having a bit of a spat. I guess we were always competitive, always fighting and stuff. But, you know, he was very smart, but he always kept doing kind of stupid things to put it on him.
He told me once that he would, like, scooch along the floor, and then he, like, busted his teeth out doing that.
Yeah, he got hurt more than me, somehow or another. Not due to my doing, really. It's just he was unluckier. He broke his arm 3 times, he broke his leg once. But it wasn't just like your average like leg breaking thing. He had to like refuse to go skiing all day long, and then at the very end, when everybody came home, he decided it was time for him to go, and he wouldn't let up until my dad took him down. On his way down to the ski lift, he broke his leg in one of the worst storms on the mountain. The train up the mountain had stopped, and they had to take the gondola down, and it was the gurney didn't fit in, and it was hanging out on either side, and the wind was blowing so hard they had to hold on to him. And it was, and of course that was Christmas Eve, and so he got to spend Christmas Eve with my dad in the hospital. And then, like, you know, they put his leg together, but then it turned out that it wasn't growing together right, and so they had to break it again. So that's the kind of stuff that he would go through. But I thought this interview was about me, not my brother.
What's the best memory of your childhood, and what's the worst one?
I don't know what the best memory is. There's a lot of good ones. You know, we got to roam around free in the woods in Switzerland. And it was kind of like, just be home by 6 or by dinner time or by sundown or whatever. And we'd just go off and do our thing. One of the most embarrassing things, and it's really stupid, was when the fair came through town. I was about middle school. Those bumper cars, they needed people to, like, put the bumper cars back. You know, when people are done with their ride, and so they gave me one of those keys to do it, and I left the key in the bumper car to like the second one, so they're gonna put it away, and then they told me I couldn't do it anymore.
And what would your best friends, and what would they like?
I didn't have any best friends because we moved around all the time. Yeah, so I moved every 2 years, and I got really good at making friends or making acquaintances, but I never really got too close to them because, like, they would all kind of disappear again after a year or two after moving. So I don't actually have any childhood friends at this point either, because, you know, the longest I lived any place was like 2 or 3 years. And then after high school, I switched continents, and long-distance friendships like that are just really hard.
How old were you when you moved here, and what was it like when you first came here?
Well, I was 19. I came straight out of high school, packed my suitcases by my mom, and moved to San Francisco, and it was wild and crazy because I didn't know anything about America and how things worked here. I just had to figure out everything. And luckily, I met a nice lady when I was 19 who did nothing in respect to help me try to navigate what the heck was going on around here.
Did nothing?
No, it's just everything got crazier. It was fun, but it was very wacky to live in San Francisco in 1987, 88, 89.
When I came along and then you were getting into this house, how crazy was it then with me and Mom?
Well, you have to figure that in 2001, when you were born, it was it ended up being a very stressful year because, having a child, it puts your whole life, like, throws it upside down and, like, changes everything. We also bought a house at the same time and moved at the same time and renovated the house. Somewhat, anyways, at the same time. So those were all like 3 or 4 really high stressful situations, and we bought the house in June. We you came in July, we moved in August, and then September 11th happened. That was, it wasn't a relaxing year, let's put it that way.
Okay. But then, what was, like, a day during that time?
When you were born?
Yeah.
Well, there was no sleep and a lot of work, and we were all
excited.
Stop
wiggling the tape.
That wasn't me. there was a lot of work, and there was a lot of fun. There were all good things that happened, but, we were exhausted.
What was it like feeding me? Was I as crazy as Beatrice when I was being fed, like, did it, like, throw Cheerios on my head or anything?
I think all babies are messy ears. But when you have the quickest response time from full-on screaming for a bottle to absolute silence and happy chugging.
And I only liked the bottle, right? I didn't like the other thing. I'm a dig.
What's the thing I'm a dig you're referring to? I thought this interview was about me and not about your eating habits.
Fine, it's still about you. What? I need the spotlight. What was it like when you were first going to be drafted for the military in Switzerland, which is like barely anything because Switzerland just sits behind that guidelines and is like, all right, you guys take care of it. We'll be your counselors in the corner.
Not exactly how it works. It's more like a reserves kind of thing. You have a 17-week boot camp and then a 2-week stint every year until you're 45, and then a 1-week stint until you're 55. I didn't go because I moved here.
Say,
the end.
What was the first, what was it like during the training thing that they assessed you on?
It wasn't really much of anything. They kind of give you a quick written test to see if you're, I guess they try to assess if you're smart enough to take orders and dumb enough to follow them. Or, something along those lines, and physically fit enough to, that you don't have any, deformity or defects that would hinder you from participating in the festivities, so to speak.
Parole. Huzzah.
Yeah. Well,
fabulous.
Turn your head and cough kind of thing.
What were your bank debts during that time?
Nothing.
No, I mean during when I was born. A lot?
I don't even remember. It was so long ago. And there's no need to disclose all this kind of information in the middle school.
Okay. Well, interview and I guess.
Man, that's not really.
What?
Why?
Oh my god. Now
what? What else? There's anything else you want to ask?
No. Where do babies come from?
You know,
say that again.
You know where babies come from? FedEx.